On the show today, we have co-op Sarah Kanipa-Bang talking about co-op being the lead sponsor for Phylene's Center of Emerging Technology. So check it out. How are you, Sarah?
I'm great, Mike. I hope you're doing well, too.
I'm doing well, doing well. Just before we started recording, I was just commenting that the last time we saw each other, you were dancing on the beach here in San Diego at a co-op's Think Conference, and that was a whale of a party. Well done.
Thank you very much. It's probably not the best career move I've ever made, but I had a good time and so did everyone else.
I think so. I think you are correct. But we are talking about a different topic here today. You guys are the lead sponsor of Phylene's Center of Emerging Technology. So this is pretty cool news, not only for you guys, not only for Phylene, but for the industry as a whole. So can you give us kind of the scoop? What's going on here?
Okay. Well, you know, the official answer is, you know, the Center for Emerging Technology adds to co-op's, you know, Think brand, you know, our commitment to, you know, prepare credit unions for the future. Mm-hmm. The unofficial answer and is that co-op is, and you knew I'd give you this, right?
Of course.
That's why you're asking. You know, co-op is a technology company. We're a technology payments company, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But we are a technology company that focuses on credit unions. So that makes us a little bit different. And the challenge for us is, you know, assisting our credit unions in a safe way to provide new technologies. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a big responsibility. And the danger we see, you know, a lot of times new technologies produce cautionary tales.
Yes,
you know,
does.
I mean, mm-hmm, you know, how many of us have seen this? And so part of this sponsorship is, you know, creating a little bit more, I don't know, not reason, but more thoughtful deliberation, mm-hmm, around emerging technologies.
Yep.
I mean, we can't be putting out technology that we heard about at the last conference, right?
Right.
You know, it's got to be, and so what this is doing for us and we feel is doing is adding more deliberation, more thoughtful academic approach to bringing new technologies, mm-hmm, to the market. So
yeah, I mean credit unions are renowned for being a little conservative in this area. There are a few out there that will really push that proverbial envelope,
yeah,
but they like something proven before they all dive in. So it sounds like this is kind of what's happening here.
Well, you know, actually, and that is, you, on the outside, you know, looking in, a lot of people think we are, and we are slow to move on some things, but the credit union movement, if you look back at all the technology, mm-hmm, technological changes that have happened, mm-hmm, in financial services,
mm-hmm,
you know, up until the fintech showed up, credit unions were at the forefront.
Indeed.
We were always doing the things, and you've heard me say this before, you know, we were the first ones that had web pages that actually did transactions. We were the very first ones, credit unions were the very first ones to have call centers that actually did transactions. I mean, the list goes on and,
mm-hmm,
on. So,
mm-hmm,
and it's not, and I don't want to say that we're smarter than the banks, although I think we are. thank you. But it's, you know, credit unions have a need because we are small, lean, and mean. Even our largest credit unions are, you know, need to be lean and mean. And so technology allows them to reach more members using less of their, mm-hmm, members' money to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm,
it just, it's a natural fit for us. So, yeah, you know, I agree that there are a lot of credit unions that are risk averse, and that's just fine. However, overall, the credit union movement tends to move. Once we understand something,
right,
we get it out there and,
yeah,
we do it right.
Yeah. And
you know,
you guys, yeah, we're nimble enough that we can move fast. I mean, a lot of fraud detection and that type of stuff and a lot of account opening security type stuff is really sweeping the industry right now, which is really exciting to see, which,
yeah,
I think is probably right in this
yeah,
wheelhouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about Phylene Center of Emerging Technology for those who, for those few who may not have heard of it yet?
Well, I don't know if everybody knows that Phylene is taken a different approach or has this new, another approach to research, and it's, they're creating their centers of excellence.
Mm-hmm.
They have, I'm just trying to think, organizational innovation, technology, which is us, emerging technology, performance, and consumer decision making. But they're taking a look at these things from an academic standpoint, you know, and it's unique research and engagement for credit unions. Mm-hmm. I mean, although a lot of our transactions are commodities, I mean, we have checking accounts, we have ATMs, all that stuff, credit unions deliver this in a different way. So this research, at least our hope, is this research keeps that in mind. And, you know, we don't need to fit into the bank cookie cutter because we can do it better.
Yep.
But we need the information to do so.
Yeah, I like the academic angle with this, because we just had Hope Scow on from for Centers for Excellence.
Uh-huh.
We were at the ACUC and she was there and we interviewed her, and she's a marketing professor at University of Arizona. So that's the she's a Filene Fellow. So so that was that angle. And the same thing is happening with the emerging technology as well.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We don't have our fellow yet. We're still working on that, but hopefully we'll make an announcement here soon.
Cool. That'll happen. It'll happen.
Yeah, it will.
So what are the benefits and the goals to the industry with this new center?
Well, you know, from a practical standpoint, we will be delivering three, or Filene will be delivering three research papers, and there, you know, we'll be doing a colloquium. Mm-hmm. I'll say that fast, Sarah.
Yeah, that's very hard.
Yes, and you know, academically based. You know, the idea though behind this is that it's accessible. I don't know how many times, you know, I will go out to do research on a new technology, mm-hmm. and I get to the fourth word going, okay, this is, I can't even begin, you know, with the acronyms and things like that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They don't need to dumb it down for me, but we are, you know, asking that this material be accessible,
mm-hmm.
To people and in an understandable, relatable
yeah.
way. But other tangible benefits that we can see from co-op's perspective, you know, we're always looking for people that are innovators and want to, you know, try and, you know, are out there and looking for things. Well, just by, you know, all we have to do is take a look at the attendee list at the colloquium, or the people that actually, you know, purchase the research or look at the research,
yeah.
and we'll know who, you know, who those folks are.
Yeah.
So it's an opportunity for us to gather innovative folks together, you
mm-hmm.
know. So,
and well, having said that, what is co-op's role besides being lead sponsor? What are you guys involved? I mean, you guys are backing this center. What else are you guys doing to keep moving it forward?
Well, you know, from our standpoint, again, we want it to be a huge success, but we hope that it's telegraphing co-op's commitment,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, to excellence in payments technology or emerging technology.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, which kind of fits with our Think brand. It doesn't kind of,
it does
yeah. our Think brand. Mm-hmm. So it's showing our commitment. I mean, obviously we have some expertise here that we hope that people will take advantage of. We certainly have a perspective on what happens, you know, in credit unions when they're, you know, using new technology, things like that. So I'm sure we'll be a resource, and we are going to stay close. I can't wait. I am so excited because we don't have anything quite like this.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
We don't have anything that's, you know, geared to us. You got your Harvard Business Reviews, and I love them all. But this is, you know, with credit unions in mind.
Mm-hmm.
We are different, and we can leapfrog even ourselves by remembering who we are and advancing from that standpoint.
Indeed. Those folks at Filene, they're always cooking up something great up there.
Don't,
so
don't you know it. Don't you know it. We love those guys.
Indeed. All right, to wrap up here, Sarah, where can folks find out more about it? What's the status and where can they find out more about it?
Well,
get involved.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, you know, the place to go is filene.org. I mm-hmm. think it's Filene. Yeah, www.filene.org. We will be announcing the fellow,
mm-hmm.
and pretty soon, and beginning to turn out research papers here soon. We will announce the dates of the colloquium as soon as we settle on the fellows.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Exciting, more exciting news for credit unions always. And you guys are right there in the mix. So well done for you guys as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you for paying attention, for noticing.
We like to pay attention.
You do a great job. I got to tell you, by the way, you know, I binge watch your...
Oh, boy.
I binge watch. Yes, you are my new Netflix.
Okay.
So I encourage other people to binge watch
CU
Broadcast.
Yeah, you know, you got CU Broadcast, Game of Thrones, you know, all that type of stuff, you know, it's just...
I have never seen one episode of Game of Thrones.
I'm just like, there's all those...
I'd rather watch you.
Exactly. So, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. All right. We're topping those guys. Love it. All right, Sarah, thank you so much for taking time out and co-op support of this emerging technology center. So it's really cool stuff to see our industry really doing great things like this. So well done. Keep up the good work as always.
All right. Happy to do it. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.